नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, Text 37. Translation. My dear King Parikshit, in the province of Yamaraj, there are hundreds of thousands of hellish planets. The impious people I have mentioned, and also those I have not mentioned, must enter these various planets according to the degree of their impiety. Those who are pious, however, enter other planetary system, namely the planetum demigod. Nevertheless, both the pious and the impious are again brought to earth after the result of their pious or impious act are extorted. Purport. This corresponds to the beginning of Lord Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita. When I say the shloka, if you know the shloka, please say together.
Dehi nosmin yata dehe kovalam yovananjala tata dehantala pampiti dinastatpa namuyate.
Within this material world, one is simply meant to change from one body to another in different planetary system.
Udubhangachyanti sattvastha.
Those in the mode of goodness are elevated to the heavenly planet.
Adogachyanti tamastha.
Similarly, those two engrossed in ignorance enter the hellish planet system. Both of them, however, are subject to the repetition of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that even one who is very pious returns to earth after his enjoyment in the higher planetary system is over.
Seme punya matalokamizanti.
Therefore, going from one planet to another does not solve the problem of life. The problem of life will only be solved when we no longer have to accept a material body. This can be possible if one simply becomes Krishna conscious. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 4.9,
Jamma karma cha men bindam evan yombeti tatvata takpade han punam jamma naitim manyati sojunam.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attain my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the perfection of life and the real solution of life's problem. We should not eager to go to the higher heavenly planetary system, nor should we act in such a way that we have to go to the hellish planet. The complete purpose of this material world will be fulfilled when we resume our spiritual identity and go back home, back to Godhead. The very simple method for doing this is prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sarvadharmam paritajam mayekam saranam bhajam aham sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami machucham.
One should be neither pious nor impious. One should be a devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. This surrendering process is also very easy. Even a child can perform it.
Mamana bhava mam bhakto manyaji man namaskuru manyabhaya sai satyante patijane priyosame.
One must always simply think of Krishna by chanting
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One should become Krishna's devotee, worship him, and offer obeisances to him. Thus, one should engage all the activities of his life in the service of Lord Krishna. Gyanamagyanatimenandatna Gyanayanasarakya Chakshyomrita Nenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Before I start the class, I would like to ask everyone's blessing and mercy upon me so that I can speak on Bhagavatam in the way Srila Prabhupada presented. We are going to have some little competition between the girls and the boys, ladies and gentlemen, about hellish planet. Here is the hellish planet pictures, and what you have to do is look at the paper you have and tell who will go to this planet. Yeah? And we will have competition. We will have first ladies speak and then gentlemen speak, and then we will see who can answer more. On the top, that picture, I don't know if you can understand, it's kind of on the top, the liver, and they become like that, and they eat others. And next one. Snake. That's snake. And then other one. What is that? I'm sorry, I can't see it. That, yeah, I can't see. That is a dog. Okay, that is a dog. And the last one, under that is Lulu. That is two different. There is 720 dogs on the top, and down one, it's Lulu. And then on top, second top, that is a lake of disgusting singing, which I'm not mentioning. Below that, the top, high hill, people are throwing down from the hill. And then, down on the side, that is a copper plate. On the top of that, from below, second one, that animals and the bead and lectures, all the different creatures. Okay, now you can have a look on the paper and see the description of which they fit to all this. You have yours? You have your paper? You have some? Everyone has papers? You need two papers. There are 28 hell I categorize. So one paper is like this. In this, they are going to the hell because they are envious or angry and greed and hurt other people. Out of 28 hell, many of the hell are dedicated for those who hurt other people. Another paper like this, this side, if someone hurt animal or creatures out of greed or cruelty. And then other side of this paper, for those who neglect the duties out of ignorance or laziness. And now we will start from somebody who find. Spider, found it? Punjabi Hari? loudly. Any? Falls down at the time of death into a river of hell known as Vaitrani. This river, which is a moat surrounding hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful man is thrown into a river, into the river Vaitrani, the aquatic animals there immediately begin to eat him, but because of his extreme sinful activities, he does not leave his body. He constantly remembers his sinful activities and suffers terribly in that river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat. Thank you. 10 points for the girls. This is 10 points because there are 10 cookies after. When you say the answer, you can just say, who will go to this hell? Okay? Make it like sutra form. So in this hell, they're going to the hell full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nail, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat. And then there's another hell, which is below that. There is similar, but there is no aquatic biting. That means with same thing, the first one was that very highly born person, they commit the sin by neglecting a duty. They go to hell with disgusting singing, and an aquatic animal is going to bite you up. But other one, low-born shudra, they neglect a duty. They live the life of degraded life. They go to hell, but there is no aquatic. That means for the same sin, different degraded person, their severity is different. Get it? Means one sin you commit and I commit, someone else commit, not everyone gets the same punishment. That is decided by someone commit by ignorance, they get less punishment. But someone knows what is good, what is bad, they commit the sin, they get more heavy punishment. And the worst thing is those who knows and those who are against God, then they commit the sin, their punishment will be very severe. Okay? Now the boys turn. Any boys or gentlemen? Mike? Just say who is going there.
The killer of a brahmana is put into the hell known as Kalashudra, which has a circumference of 80,000 miles and which is made entirely of copper. Heated from below by fire and from above by the scorching sun, the copper surface of the planet is extremely hot. Thus the murderer of a brahmana suffers from being burned both internally and externally. Internally, he is burning with hunger and thirst, and externally...
Just say who is going there, okay? Thank you. I mean, answer you have to give. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just say who will go to this hell and point out which one.
The bottom left one?
Can you point out?
The one where there's people burning.
Okay. Down there? Yes. On the left? Yes. Okay, in that place?
Okay, 10 points.
10 points for the boys. In that hell, the killer of the brahmana go to there. That planet is made of coppers. From the top, scorching heat. From bottom, fire and copper burning. Wherever they go, they burn, walking, sleeping, running, and then internally they're hungry, thirst, and all that all over, and they have to stay there as many years, thousand years, as the hair of the animal. Get a gallstone. Vijayashakti.
A person who is in this life bears false witness or lies while transporting business or giving charity, he's put on top of the mountain and he's thrown down the river.
Which one is it?
False.
Good to wait to say the number. Okay. Collect. Get 10 points for the girls. The boys. Yes.
Those who in the hell are like envious serpents, always angry and giving pain to their living entities, fall after death into the hell known as Dandasuka. My dear king, in the hell there are serpents with 5 or 7 hoods.
It's
top right.
Okay, thank you. The snake hell. Those who act enviously like a snake, they go to the hell of the snake. They have 5 head or 7 head. And what they do to you, or not you, I mean, those who are simple, what the snake does to them, they eat you. 10 points. The girls.
In this world, some persons are professionally plunderers who set fire to others' houses. So this paragraph is the third one, the second one under the people in the water thing, something. With the dogs?
Yes. Okay. 10 points for the girls. The boys. These professional planners and the government, they take tax. They go to the hell where 72 dogs bite you up and eat you up also. The boys?
A person who is in the life is proud of his admin position and who heartlessly sacrifices animals simply for material prestige, it put into the hell called Vaishnava after that. Is that last one.
Animal sacrifice.
That. Right side, last right.
That, this.
Last, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
The Lulu. There's a Lulu animal, has horn, and they are more envious than snake. There are two kinds of Lulu's description in this Bhagavatam. One is hurt others to maintain himself. The other one, who commit violence against many other living entities. That means there are these many different kinds of Lulus, not just one. The girls.
My dear king, a person who
appropriates another's illegal wife, children, or money is arrested at the time of the death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly throw him to the hellish planet known as Tamishra. Is that the last one on the first row? And then he's followed and chased by Yamadutas, who beat and rebark him. He's starved and he's given no water to drink, and thus the wrathful assistance of Yamaraj caused him severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from their chastisement.
Thank you. The girls? The boys?
A person who is no better than a crow, if after receiving some food, he does not divide it among guests, old men and children, but simply eats it himself, or if he eats it without performing the five kinds of sacrifice. That's the the top one.
What's happened there?
He becomes a worm and he has to eat everybody and everybody is eating him.
Very good. 10 points for the boys. Everyone can see this picture. If you cannot see, you can move, or I can move the board. Anything else? Anything else is left? You have more? The girls? You want to say? I come back after three.
Life, an envious person commits violence against many living entities. Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to the hell by Yamaraj, those living entities were hurt by him, appear as animals called Rurus, and inflict very severe pain upon him. Learned scholars call this hell Ruruba, not generally seen in this world. Thus, Ruru is an envious than a snake.
So there are two descriptions about the hell of Lulu in this section. 50 points for the girls. You said that, yeah? Wait. Babush.
There are men and women in this world who sacrifice human beings to Bhairava or Bhadrakali and then eat their victim's flesh. Those who perform such sacrifices are then after that to the abode of Yamraj, where their victims, having taken a form of Rakshasas, cut them to pieces with sharpened swords. Just as in this world, the man-eaters drank their victims' blood, dancing and singing in jubilation. Their victims now enjoy drinking the blood of the sacrificers and celebrating in the same way.
Which one is it? Third? One third. That was animal? So many animals. I think that was those who had the animal go there. And it, what you said was human sacrifice or animal sacrifice? Human sacrifice, then human will come as Lakshashi and they drink the blood and dance. And animal, torture the animal, then animal will come to the hell and they will torture you. Okay, so girls, more? Okay. Yes. On the back. Gunja, can you give it to that girl who was behind? Her hand was up before. Should I say?
Andakupa, that hell, where it says, where he's attacked by all birds, beasts, reptiles, mosquitoes, lice, worms, flies, and other creatures he tormented during his life. They attack him from all sides, robbing him of the pleasure of sleep. Unable to rest, he constantly wanders about in darkness. Thus, Andakupa, his suffering is just like what of creatures in the lower species.
Okay, that's the one. Thank you. Let's make. Have you ever heard the Prabhupada said, the women are less intelligent, the boys? That's a favorite quote that the gentleman speak about. Doesn't look like apply to this assembly. Prabhupada also said, but the women become devotees, they are most intelligent. And it look like you're proving it. The boys, last chance.
Vata, where he is glad, where he's gazed by hard-eyed vultures, herons, squirrels, and similar birds, which suddenly swoop down to and pluck out his eyes with great force. It is the first row, the third.
Is that true?
Haven't yet.
Someone said no. The boy said the true, the girl said no. I think because my drawing is not so good, so maybe it's not understandable, but probably his perception is true, so I give 10 points. So the, huh? I think for the bonus for the Celtic month, and I give the bonus for the Celtic month. Sure. And a boy. I hope everyone get one each. You can come to distribute. Who want to distribute for the boys? Girls, you can distribute. Yes. The girls have so much cannot carry. The boys have 5 points. You can break the packet and distribute, and everyone should get each. No cheating. Everyone get the cookies? Anybody who didn't get the cookies? And next, Srila Prabhupada speak in this purport, and also Sukadeva Goswami. He said there is hundreds of thousands of hell, those who he described are just few of them, but actually there are hundreds of thousands of hells. And there is heaven and hell. Those who are impious, they will go to hell, which we describe now. And then also those who are pious, they go to the higher planetary system. But Prabhupada said, going up and down, that's business, we have to stop. We just have to go back to Godhead. And now we are going to see higher planetary system. Often we talk about 14 planetary system, but maybe sometimes we don't pay so much attention what's the name of those planets and what is actually happening there. So we take a little note and see what is there and what is their name. On the top, highest planet in the material world is Satyaloka, where Lord Brahma knows. That everyone knows. And next one, Tapaloka, where Pokumara lives. They are sages. Usually it states higher planetary system, their enjoyment is higher, but their enjoyment is not like gross sense gratification, but their enjoyment is self-realization. So their happiness is based on self-realization, very subtle happiness. Next is Janaloka, where Prajapati lives, and Darshan, those, they are universal leader. Next, Mahaloka, Bhrigu Muni and different sages, they perform austerity for the benefit of the whole universe. Then Suvaloka, that is generally known as heaven, where King Indra there, Somalasa and the dancers and what it's called, heaven, pleasures, all that. Then Bhuvaloka, that surprisingly, ghost is there, Rakshasa is there, Yaksha is there. They are considered to be higher than a human being, and they are floating around between us and heaven. Then in the middle, there is the Bhuvaloka, that green line. That is where we are staying, us. That is the place we create karma. Below the Bhuvaloka, there is lower planetary system, Atala. That is a place for your demon, Bala. It's not Bala. Bala means spiritual strength, but this Bala is a demon who is the son of Maya Banavel. There he has many mystic power. He actually created mystic power, 98 mystic powers. So they really enjoy like anything. There is then Vitala Loka, Lord Shiva and the ghost. Those ghosts are personal associate. Sutala Loka, Vamanadev and Bali Maharaj. Taratala Loka, Maya Banava. Thank you very much for the Smith student. You are the future of ISKCON. All glory to your devotional service. Everyone big hand. Actually, the devotees, you can have. Devotee of the children, they are attending any schools or at home. They are the hope for the ISKCON. The adults are doing a lot of service, but the children are future of ISKCON. They are going to carry out the Prabhupada mission, what we couldn't even perform, and they are going to fly the carpet in the future. Mahatara Loka is Nagas, snake. Rasatara Loka, Daitas. This Daita is a son, descendant of Aditi, no, Ditis. Descendant of deity staying in Rasatara Loka. And the last one is Patala Loka, where snakes, those snakes are very envious, full of anger. They stay there, headed by Vasuki. You drop something there, Vijay. And then below that, on the bottom, there is the Garbhodak Ocean. On the top, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Anantasesh. And now, Parikshit Maharaj asked a question. Where is the hell? Is that hell within the universe or outside the universe or inside the covering of the universe? Who knows the answer?
Yes,
okay. Between Patala and Galvadaka Ocean and South, that means South is very important to know, because Blue Mandala, do you remember when we did the Blue Mandala? There's a jumbo bead in the middle, and inside the jumbo bead, there's a different bead. And the southern side is where we are staying there, Blue Mandala and then Bharata Varsha. That means sometimes we said, the hell is light beneath your feet. That's exactly what it is, because Blue Mandala on the south, that is below that, that is where the hell is. So when you said hell is light below your feet, that means exactly where it is located. Okay. Now we are going to discuss the last topic. This down, this one on the top. Another one is on. Now we are going to discuss what to do with this hell. That means now we know what is hell, where is hell. Now we want to know how to avoid, create illusionary idea of independence. That means Krishna has his idea, his program, but somehow we don't hate Krishna or anything like that, but we have some different idea. Maybe we should be like this, maybe I want to be happy like that. So that indifferent, little bit different from Krishna, that idea become give you independent idea, that is called separatist. We are supposed to have oneness with God, with desire, but we have, if we develop different idea or desire, that is called original sin. Three, thus they leave Krishna and come to the material world where they associate with three modes of material nature. Because we cannot fulfill the desire in the spiritual world, we come to the material world to associate with three modes of material nature. That means sometimes we go to Calcutta, then we get really dirty. That's what's happened. We come to the material world, we get dirty, because that's what it is. If we go in a muddy water, we get muddy. We go to Calcutta, we get dusty. We come to the material world, we get dirty with three modes of material nature. That's what it means, associated with three modes of nature. Then four, according to the mode of nature they associate with, they develop a particular type of mentality. They associate with different three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Then according to the mode they associate, they develop particular faith, mentalities, and a thought, intelligent. Like for example, if you're in Calcutta, you become really passionate and become angry. If you're in Mayapur, of course, spiritual, like so peaceful. If you go high mountain, become more sattvic, something like that. Five, this mentality motivates them act in a certain way. Because we want to go like this, we feel like that, then we act according to that mentality. Six, the result of those activities will determine whether go to heaven or hell. So that's what Sukadeva Goswami said today's text. There are the pious people who go to higher planetary system. Impious people go to the lower planetary system. Now today, this chapter, we are talking about hell. So we look close to those who are going to the hell. Second papers. Those who go to hell, they have acted impiously. That means commit sin. That is because they have demoniac mentalities, demoniac natures. Those demonic nature described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, ignorance. If someone has these kind of qualities, then tend to commit violence against others. They want to be center of whole world. I'm going to get whatever I want because I want it. Don't care whatever other people think about. Someone is on the way, just slap him or kill him or whatever. And have to get by any means. They don't care what it cost. Then they are the three gate: lust, anger, and greed. The question is, why there is hell? Anybody want to answer this very simple question? Why there is hell? Yes. To rectify the living entities. There are two more answers. That's correct, thank you. Matajis? There must be many answers, but then I came with two more answers. Just now we read in a purport. Prabhupada said, very good. That's what Prabhupada said. All this planetary system are rectifying the conditioned soul, but not rectifying, but ultimate purpose of creation is reform the living entity, and ultimately they want Krishna wants them to go back to Godhead. That is the whole purpose of creation. Not just torturing them because Krishna loves everyone. And then there is one more answer. Very good. That's exactly what I was thinking. That means they are the hell, they're going to be punished, so I'm not going to perform sinful activity. If there is no hell, they don't care. They can do whatever they want, and then they will act as they like. But if there is a hell, I don't want to go there, I don't want to suffer. So instead of performing sinful activity, they go to the pious activity. And they, by performing pious activity, they can enjoy. The purpose of life is enjoyment. So by having a hell, we don't go to suffer, we are going to have enjoyment. Just like if I tell you, okay, cookies. If I give you a cookie, if you answer the question, then you may be inspired to answer, but maybe someone said, I don't like sweet anyway, I don't want it. But if I said, if you don't answer the question, I'm going to slap to death, then maybe you like to answer. So in that way, there is a hell so that you get inspired to perform pious activities, so your enjoyment will be higher. Yes. Okay, this is the three reasons what I came up or someone else came up with. Now what we're going to do is how to get out from this dangerous hell. But there are three methods how to avoid this hell. And Prabhupada said, direct and best method, surrender to Krishna and go back to Godhead. Actually, I needed to step up. The first. Oh, no. Sorry. If you look at this paper, the top you see original sin. That's become indifferent from Krishna, but we work from the top tatmi sarva dharma parityajan manye kansaranam bhajan aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami mashucha. If we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will save from all sinful reaction, because original sin is indifferent to Krishna. And we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will take out all the sin, including small, and the biggest sin also. And then now, they are associated with three modes of nature. What are we going to do with it? Bhagavad Gita describes, if you perform devotional service, you will be free from modal material nature. Manchayo bhavicharena bhakti yogena nevate sagunam samatitaitan parama bhuyaya kalpate. We don't have to try to become free from modal material nature, but just by performing devotional service, we automatically become free from modal material nature. Then what we'll do is demoniac natures, we associate and become demoniac, what you're going to do. Then Srimad Bhagavatam describe, Yasya si bhakti bhagavan akinchana sabai gunai tanta samasante sura halave aktasa gudo mahaguna mano ratena satinamatumbai. All the good qualities of demigod are manifested in the body of the devotees. And those who are not devotees, they will not have any good qualities. That means by surrendering to Krishna, we are free from material modal nature, and we are going to have all the good qualities. So we are not going to have a demoniac quality to go to hell. And now, that's very good, that's what Prabhupada said in the purport. Problem is, maybe me or real unfortunate person is not be able to surrender immediately 100%. Krishna said, Deyatama papandante tantataivam bhajamiham. As I surrender to you, me, I reward you accordingly. If someone surrender 100%, Krishna protect 100%. But if you are 50-50, then maybe not so sure. So what we'll do? There is Harinama Chintamani describes those who chant the holy name, even Namabas, can protect one from all sinful reaction because holy name is so powerful. But then again, Harinama Chintamani described those who commit the sin on the strength of holy name will go to the hell, and that hell, just by thinking of what speak of doing, is more severe, even the 100,000 punishment of Yamaraj can save. And Vaishnava Palad, of course, Mahaprabhu was so merciful, but then when someone committed Vaishnava Palad to Shiva Staku and others, they suffer so much, they got lepers and skin melted and yucky stuff coming out. He said, I can't help you. Your hell is just starting, and indeed you're going to suffer unlimitedly. I can't help you. So now, what we are going to do is, we are trying to surrender 100%, but when we are not be able to surrender 100%, we should think, maybe there is possibility of hell waiting for us. It's not because we don't have a faith on the holy name, we do. But still, because we are practicing devotee, trying to be devotee, better to be safe and humble position. Do you know the devotee who has deity who does Shraddha ceremony? Vasudeva Ghosh? Vasudeva Ghosh? No, that's Vasudeva Datta. Is that the same person? He has a wife and a child, but the wife died and the son died. And then he was complaining to the deity, Gopinatha deity, I think. Now my son is dead, who is going to perform my Shraddha? If nobody performs Shraddha, I'm going to hell. And deity said, I'm your son, You are not cooking for me, your son dead. Now you are not cooking for me, what kind of father you are? And then he said, you're not my son, you're not going to perform Shraddha for me. And then Diti said, I will do Shraddha. And then he was happy and he started to cook. Now the lesson what we take is he is such a pure devotee that Diti speak to him personally and he does Shraddha for him personally. But he is not thinking, I'm free from sinful reaction, I'm chanting, I'm performing devotional service, I'm free. No, he is thinking, if nobody does Shraddha, I'm going to hell. And he's not just pretending, he is sincerely thinking, I'm going to hell. It's not because he doesn't have a face on the holy name, but that is the real Vaishnava, they feel like that. Yeah? So now, what we are going to do? The text we see next text. For the next shlokas and the purport, they said, those who hear about hell, about Viratarupa, about planetary system, hear about him, read about him, means planetary system including hell, they become purified from material existence, they develop faith, and ultimately, they go back to Godhead. Maika bandhu man sangi Manguro man madana Manishtaraka madama Manandaya namusute Sadhu sadhu sadai Atini cho chatakaran Hanamuchan kadam chima Pemanan kantayos puram. This is glorification by Sri Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, Srimad Bhagavatam is my friend, my spiritual master, my most dear worshipable deities. He purifies, Srimad Bhagavatam purifies the most sinful of sinners, and he is eternally my worshipable object. So by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and explaining about, we can get purified for all sinful reaction, and then we can understand about Krishna in his Satchidananda form, and ultimately we'll go back to Godhead. Now we are going to read the purport of Srila Prabhupada and end the class. My dear King Parikshit, in the province of Yamaraj, there are 100,000 Vaihariṣa planet, the impious people I have mentioned, and also those I have not mentioned, must all enter these various planet according to the degree of their impiety. Those who are pious, however, enter other planetary system, namely the planet of demigod. Nevertheless, both the pious and impious again brought to earth after result of their pious or impious act are exhausted. Therefore, Prabhupada said, one should be neither pious nor impious. One should be a devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. May you go.